Shakespeare himself.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But like, I gotta go back to it because like they were going in depth with that. Because it made me start thinking about, but who's to say that they're not, both of them are not, you know, one.
Because it would be crazy if Hamlet would be like, I am God, or I am Shakespeare, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, because you're not. You're just a concept that, like, was created. And, like, it's interesting because I was watching this video. Also, I've been watching videos, too, which helped me, bro.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, you know, you ever heard of spirit science?
I'm surprised they can have spirit science.
Yeah, bro. It's just, like, this YouTube channel that Joe put me on.
It's a channel?
Yeah, it's a YouTube channel, yeah. And it was talking about like the Kybalion shit, and that's why I was able to like, because the way they interpreted, they gave me the example of like the Marvel Universe, and I was like, okay, this makes so much fucking sense now, bro. Like, I understand. And also watching Fullmetal Anime also helped too, bro. Like the whole thing with the one I don't understand is the as above, so below. And I was talking to Joe about it, and I understood that now. Like, it's based off of degrees. It's a scaling.
Yeah, degree. It's a scaling.
Yeah.
Like, that's what it makes sense with hot and cold. Like, hot and cold are essentially the same thing. They're talking about polarity.
Yeah.
But hot and cold are the same thing.
Oh, shit, bro.
But rather than see, oh, okay, this is hot. And rather than see, oh, this is cold.
Yeah.
See, okay, this is the level of heat that it has.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I'm shivering. But it's not because I'm cold. It's because it's just an absence.
Lack of heat. Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? We just label it a different name to label the extreme. But this is where it all comes in place. Because funny thing is, there's an infinite amount of how absent of heat you have or how much of heat you get.
Yeah, so there's no real, like, absolutes.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just
fine. That's cool.
Nothing like, and it's funny because they even tell us about our limitations. Because we have finite minds.
Mm-hmm.
You know? The purpose of us really living is not to reproduce as we thought, you know, biologically,
mm-hmm.
but in a spiritual sense, to be a better being than what we once were.
Yeah, whatever
it's
that was.
It's for us to transcend to a different plane.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And those planes that they talk about is not in the sense of a dimension or a linear measure, but in the sense of frequencies or vibrations, as you may call it.
Exactly.
So.
And that goes into the third, where everything moves and everything vibrates and shit like that.
Yeah.
It
makes sense though, because it's funny because even Hermetic teaching, it kind of falls in line with science, in a way. So, like, you know, even though science is so limited, because operate off of finite lines.
Yeah.
But it's still quite interesting at the same time how you can still kind of use it to justify certain things and certain points. As in, okay, everything moves, right?
Yeah.
You remember when we used to learn about how gaseous particles, liquid particles, and solid particles?
Mm-hmm.
Just because when you see a solid particle, you see the particles are still mashed together,
mm-hmm.
but that doesn't say that they're not moving. They just say that they're really close to the point where they're just scratching each other.
Mm-hmm.
They're still moving.
They're probably moving faster than we can actually see.
No, they're just moving at a way slower rate compared to a gas. Because gas, the particles are moving freely.
Mm-hmm.
But no one really said the particles were never moving in a solid. It's just that they're just very tightly compacted because it's more rigid. That's why it looks in our eyes, you know what I'm saying, that, oh, wow, this thing is really still. But it's quite moving. It's like the Earth. We can't feel the Earth moving, but it's moving.
Yeah.
It's always orbiting.
Mm-hmm.
Like the big-ass Earth. Like, we can't really feel it, like, always, you know,
turning.
Like,
yeah.
Well, we don't feel it.
Yeah.
But it's still moving. And it makes sense. And no matter what, it's going to always move because even sound, vibrations, sound, mm-hmm. it hits and reflects and it just sound from everything, like everything bounces off each other. So, it's quite common.
So even that, like everything is, that's crazy, bro.
Everything wild, moves.
Everything really is just vibrations, bro.
Everything is frequencies. It's funny because we used to try to deduce it as everything was just numbers.
And that wouldn't make no sense.
It could.
How'd that make sense?
It could have because we can just translate in the vibrations to numbers, because at the end of the day, those are calculated.
Vibrations can be calculated, so I guess you can't. Everything could be. Yeah, I see.
No, it
can't.
It could be.
No, it can't. You trying to shoot, or you want? Cause like, I have to. Let me export these shits, and then if you're trying to shoot, we can. Or if you're trying to just like.
I want to shoot with Rob, but Rob doesn't want to shoot.
Yeah, Rob's too busy playing Fortnite. We can start a segment though. You know what I'm saying? We can start a segment.
Let's start a segment. Cause I feel like I got the shots I need, and this is like nearly similar clothing that I wore last time. I'm not gonna lie. The only thing that changed is the shirt,
pants.
The shirt and the fucking shoes. That's the only two different things.
Yeah.
And I don't have my hat.
And you don't have your hat. Yeah. So we can record some shit, and that room has good lighting, so we ain't gotta worry about lighting. Also, next weekend.
You said your keyboard mouse?
Keyboard and mouse is so hard.
Hell yeah. You need like a gamer one.
That's fun.
Yo, but Mario, you're not in a group chat.
It's meant for regular home, you know.
Yeah.
Next weekend, bro, we're shooting at Drow's studio, bro.
Drow?
Yeah.
Shooting? What were we going to shoot?
Drow, is this going to be like a photo shoot? That's all.
Drow
is like a photographer, videographer that I got, like, KG knows, that I got in contact with, like, through KG. He's cool.
Yeah, Drow's cool.
He said he has a studio, and he was like, yo, I'll charge you $25 an hour.
Perfect.
That shit is cheap as fuck, bro.
It is. We can do a lot of videos there, too.
A lot of it. He said you got a green screen room, too. That shit is lit.
He has his own studio?
It's like, I guess he like works in the studio shop because it's a big ass like place.
Yeah.
And so there's just one section of it that has like a studio.
You been there?
Yeah, I've been there, because I went there to go get some cartridges.
Pussy.
But yeah, and he got his own dressing room too, which is pretty cool.
Trash.
So I feel like that'll be all those Lays, bro.
Mm-hmm. You know what they're saying? You're saying something about...
Oh, I was going to let you know, bro. That whole plane thing, bro, with, like, we're supposed to reach a higher plane, bro. I have a feeling that that corresponds to, like, that relates to the Tree of Life. You know what I'm talking about? You ever heard about that? It's the Kabbalah. It's basically, like, how... It's basically this diagram that shows, like, the different planes. And, like, it just explains... Fuck, I really just should just... pull up a video, but it's really fire, bro.
But mind you, the separation of planes is one, arbitrary. Two, they're intertwined within each other. That's the part that people keep missing. They keep thinking that it's just like it's a definitive line and there's a definitive set.
You're talking separation. Like definitive as in like physical, or you're talking as in like.
You can have planes within a plane, is what I'm trying to say.
Okay.
You can have frequencies cross-setting with another frequency.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You know what I'm saying? So.
I think I'm getting what you're saying.
So it's hard to think about, but like, they can need something spiritual in the sense of the physical plane.
So you're saying that. So you're saying that you can have a plane in a plane, right? That's basically what you're saying.
Because, yes, there's planes. Like, yes, there's planes. Because they try to separate for you. Because they have their subplanes and all this bullshit. And they try to give you an idea of it. But what they want you to also take away with it is that, yes, they give you these set differences. But you got to be aware that these are not just completely separate. You know
okay,
what I mean?
Yeah, okay.
And... another thing to be aware of that, and this people misinterpret, is when you are at a certain plane, you can't. When you go to a higher plane, you can't go to the higher plane that created you. You only serving the higher plane, but when you go into a higher plane, you're fitting within the laws.
of that whatever, yeah, of that whatever reality you're in.
Whatever, you fit in the laws of that construct, you know, within how you call it, within the planes that sit above you, you're serving that type of those laws, but mm-hmm. at the same time, controlling the ones that are below you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And I forgot what plane that most people are in, but there's like the fourth plane or some shit like that.
Okay, yeah, so this probably is talking to us about this video right here.
You saw it?
It probably is along the same lines as this video. Because, like, what did you just say?
But, like,
so basically we can't go, because there's laws that, like, the all has created that we are, like, abide by. Like we have to, if you want to live on this, you have to breathe, you know, and shit like that. And you can't, like, no one can just grow wings and fly and shit like that. You mean like those laws, like standard laws that like the all is like.
So you got to think about the wings. Those laws, the wings, that's lower energy. Because you think of matter.
I am.
You think of material.
Yeah.
No. You got to think about in totality. The universe is mental. All is in the mind.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they say those things multiple times for a reason.
And I'm trying to figure out what laws could we not break that aren't physical. That's what I'm trying to understand.
What laws you can't break?
Are they talking about laws that, like, would hurt your soul or, like, laws against the spirit? Or
yeah,
laws against,
yeah, laws, because okay. It's when you... Because sometimes a lot of people use those laws for against the will of what it should be intended for.
Yeah.
So they apply those laws for their own benefit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Which is not the case. Because that's the question that brought me to Joe. Because I was saying, since we're all single units of a whole complete entity.
Yeah.
You know, does that make us responsible for one another? And does that, in a way, when you look at it, is that when some piece of the all is in, like, in a disarray,
it affects everything else.
It affects everything else,
mm-hmm.
whether we know it or not. We might not know it personally, in, yeah. you know, quote unquote personally. But in spiritual sense, it still affects us.
Yeah.
Because it shifts everything.
Everything. That's like the balance of the universe and shit like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And everything is shifting according to everything. All in all.
So I'm trying to understand, like, that means that there has to be, like, some type of, like... Because that always has to be a balance, right? So there has to be some people who are following, doing good, you know what I'm saying? And there has to be some people out there who are doing bad, you know? I'm just trying to figure out when... Will we personally feel it when the scales are tipped in another way? Will we feel it, or is it something that, like, we will see, or is it something that, you know? That's what I don't know. Like, how will we know if the scales are off? You know what I'm saying?
The scales wouldn't be off.
You think the scales are never gonna be off?
No, because we're Why? Confined in it. We're no matter how much we try to go against the laws, we can't do anything against something that's higher than us. The smartest person that transcends planes know how to utilize the laws for his own purpose. You know what I'm saying? You can't change the laws. You can only use it, like, okay, for example, the cause and effect. Everything has a cause that would create an effect. Nothing, there's no such thing as chance.
Mm.
No such thing as luck. What you may consider luck, there's actually an explanation of it, of the whole pathway of what made that event happen.
Mm-hmm.
So, with that being said, when you say that, what was I talking about?
We're talking about, like, the kind of scales.
I hit that code and I said, boof!
We're talking about the scales and, because the thing, but it's basically, but if the all created this concept, right, created this reality, right?
Mm-hmm.
My idea is that the all is basically a mental, conscious spirit that has created different realities throughout time to see the best end result, or to see all possible end results.
Yes, you see, look, this is where, like, I feel like that's why I'm telling you to read it.
Ah, damn it.
People start trying to justify. What you're trying to do is you're trying to justify the reason for the all.
Yeah. Now,
you can't do that. Like, why was the all created? You can't give it a reason. Why? Because the all is a finite mind. The all is an infinite mind.
Yeah.
We're a finite mind.
Yeah.
We don't have the capabilities to even explain the reason of an infinite mind because it will know, but not us.
Yeah.
We're all, it's like,
it's like us trying to understand
like
God.
It's like the page in the book is trying to tell the whole story.
Mm-hmm.
How can a page
tell the whole,
one
yeah.
single unit of a bunch of a whole array of units tell the whole story when it's just one page?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We're one page. It doesn't matter how much we amass, how many people you amass to get all these collective minds together.
Yeah, okay. I understand what you're saying now. That is funny. That is a good way to say it too. Like a page trying to tell a whole story in a book. You know what I'm saying?
And it's the connection between the physically manifested realm and it's funny because it kind of made me relieved because I felt like, damn, I hate trying to explain everything.
The second barrier. You hate trying to explain everything?
Yeah, because I hate trying to find a reason for everything. Because some people are scared of that. People want to, because we, you know what I'm saying? Like, since, you know, we have a finite mind, everything is finite to us.
Yeah.
We need to break out of that.
Yeah.
And that's the point. And I think, for real, I feel like not, if I were to expand the purpose of us, you know, crossing another plane.
Yeah.
I think another purpose of us is to, I know, like, general shit, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I already read it once, I gotta read it again.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's definitely something that I feel
like, yeah, like, cause like this is an audiobook, so I'm every time I'm driving, I'm listening to this shit. Every time I'm working, I'm listening to this shit.
Yeah,
it's only 4 hours. That's the whole book is 4 hours. Like, nigga, that's easy. Like, in terms of
well, how you can space it out for yourself and read it.
Yeah. Yeah. So, like, nigga, I can read that book like if with an audiobook, I can read this shit every day.
Mm-hmm.
The whole thing every day. Crazy. Well, 4 hours of my time frame, but it takes me like 2 hours to drive from my mom's house to here.
Oh yeah, so you already probably finished half the book by the time you get here, yeah.
So.
Damn, that audiobook's really you probably make it interesting. That's a whole.
Yeah. Because it's beneficial because sometimes, like, bro, like, I get tired of the music that I'm listening to because I'm like, there's no new music. Sometimes I'm like, I can't keep listening to the same music.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I need something so I can actually listen to, so I can get my mind going.
Going and shit, yeah.
And that's what I do. I either listen to Art Seduction or. I just throw into my use audiobooks for is informational shit. You know, if I want to read a novel, I can't listen to audiobook for a novel. That's weird to me. I gotta read. I need a physical copy to read a novel.
Okay.
The informational shit, because I'm so used to like listening to YouTube videos. Like, you know, I might watch a video about listening to all the information that's going on. That's how I learned about weed. Like,
oh, so you be reading? Okay, cool. Cause for me, I like watching that shit, bro. Like, cause that makes for certain things I can listen to and not have to watch it. And other things I rather watch that shit.
I get a lot of information from like growing cannabis just by just listening to it.
Listen? Do you feel like you're an auditory listener then, or some shit? Or I don't know how the proper term for that. Shit.
I'll say I'm a fairly even auditory visual.
Okay.
And then what's the other one like? What like is it like practical?
It gets practical like hands on and then there's one that's reading.
I think I'm nearly evenly balanced between all three.
All three.
Yeah, because that's the best way to learn, in my opinion, is to do all three. Ultimately,
yeah.
Because I cannot just sit there and just learn information because I'm never understanding until I'm actually doing
it. Yeah.
All the stuff that you're talking about tonight.
That's why I feel like yes, it's good to read this shit, but like I gotta really practice this shit.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Cause that's why, like, I honestly, bro, all that whole book, bro, I feel like I won't truly understand unless I'm able to like teach it to someone. You know what I'm saying? Like,
that's why I want to talk to someone so I can get a better understanding of myself, and because I need corrections on my interpretation as well.
Yeah,
that's why I want you to really read it. Because like, yes, I had to correct you on some things, but then you can correct me on other things too. Like, you might catch something that I didn't catch.
Yeah.
Or because one thing about this book, bro, they're really particular with terminology.
Terminology, yeah.
Like, they're very picky with like their diction too.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just like what they say is like it's not per se in the plains
yeah.
in a sense of a linear measure of
You try not to fuck up, huh? Man, you be good in court, goddamn.
Bro, what? So, it's crazy. Because there's almost something about rhythm. And
oh, wow, that's funny because I just looked at the principle of rhythm.
But it's too far because you're talking about the pendulum, you know, how like how rhythm is it's fun because a lot of these things, like a lot of these principles overlap and they tell you that, you know what I'm saying? Because you have gender and you have polarity. You're like, well, wouldn't that be polarity in a sense? But they explain you gender. It, they have rhythm where they have the upswing and downswing, there's a rise and a fall.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I got my vape down. You know I hate.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I'm just trying to find a good
and then what's it called? So like in terms of rhythm, it's more the way I'm seeing rhythm. That's why I wish Joe was here, because he can really define it. Cause I know this nigga been reading this shit over and over again. Cause I know this nigga was reading it while we had that audition. Oh
no. That's what he was reading?
Yeah.
Oh shit, that's why I didn't know that was what he was reading. I knew he was reading, I just didn't know what it was. Yeah, because bro, literally, you wanna know why how I started reading that book, bro? Because for some reason, this quote kept appearing. Like, I kept having that quote appear. Like, the lips of wisdom are closed until the ears of understanding. Like, Joe would tell me that one time, and I'm like, I heard that before. And once Joe told me that shit, it never left my mind. I was like, yo, I have to figure out where it's from. So I typed it in, and I asked Joe, like, yo, Joe, that quote is from a book, bro. He was like, yeah, bro, that shit's fire. And I was just like, okay, I got that. That's a sign, bro. So do you feel like there's signs?
What?
Like the universe sends signs. Do you feel like the all? I'm trying to, I guess, like relate the all with like what we got going on.
Okay. The all is infinite.
You're right.
Right?
Yeah.
The all is everything.
Yeah.
And you know, we're a part of the all.
Right.
So everything is communicating with everything. So you can't, if you were to define the all as a being, that means it's not the all.
Oh. Yo, Rob, bro. Shorty calling you, bro. I don't know. You ain't got a name for her. It's just a face. She look
kind of cute. I want to accept it, bro.
I want to accept that shit.
I'll talk for you, bro.
Who is it?
A girl.
Bro, I don't know. You didn't put a name for her. It just shows that.
It's my mom.
Oh.
That'd be so weird.
Yeah, but his mom is cute, though, bro. So, like. and she thick, too, so it's cool.
You look weird, bro.
But that's what brought me. Rhythm, bro. So rhythm, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Because the way I see rhythm as things going around you, like in terms of the events, the rise and fall, and it's up to, you know, there's a point where people, there's even a level where people become, they do this detachment where they're unaffected by what goes around them. You know, that's one level. That's already hard to do. That, you know, some people do that through meditation, where they detach themselves from everything that goes around them, so it doesn't affect them.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean that they're detached as in they're blocking themselves away. Yeah. They're just unaffected. Mm-hmm. They're aware of their surroundings. They're not letting it control them, including their emotions as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because those are you gotta separate. You gotta take everything to find the I, the you,
mm-hmm.
your soul self, which means you gotta take away your experience.
Yeah,
everything that you think that defines you.
Exactly. You're just crazy because like
you gotta strip away everything.
That's wild.
To find who you are, the essence, the core essence that make, you know, because everything else is just
basically like the original adults. You.
These are extensions, you know. Mm-hmm. You know, these are not you. You is just this bare, naked, I'll say, energy or.
So then,
which is funny because I feel like that essence of you is the same as you. And the same as everything else, which, you know, defines all. And I feel like everything else fits into the lower energy planes.
Like, you see our experiences and shit?
Experience. So you feel like flesh, all those are in
the lower realms.
The lower.
So are you saying So you're saying physical experiences are lower realm.
Physical
any, experiences.
Anything, any experiences, even abstract experiences.
Oh really?
I feel.
So then, like,
are in a lower frequency.
Lower frequency until you ascend.
I mean, like, I prefer to say realms because I'm like, it's not a place.
Yeah.
It's a degree.
Yeah.
It's a degree.
Okay, so then.
That's what's tripping me up, and I was always fucking here, so this nigga fucking language arts teacher.
Okay, but then, cause I'm trying to make sure, cause like, if okay, so the process, right, of us stripping away our experiences and shit, is that also a lower level?
What? Is it the process of what?
The process of stripping ourselves away and finding the real you. You feel like that's a lower level task?
Finding no. I'm saying what you're stripping away is a lower energy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're not stripping away, but what you're
detaching yourself from.
What you're trying to find is when you find like that when you're able to detach yourself, that's part of the higher energy. Mm-hmm. You're distinguishing those energies
from each other.
Yeah. When you're able to do that's like a neutral. That's where you're being unaffected by the rhythm of vibration that goes on around you.
Okay.
But that's high level. But there's even a higher plane than that.
Yeah.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. Like, the higher plane is not only can you be unaffected, but you get to choose. You're able to deliberately choose the frequency that you want to be in based on your deliberate will.
Once you get neutral.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not once you, like, they didn't even say, like, that's the problem. They don't say, they don't give you steps.
Give you steps.
They're
okay.
Not saying, okay, now this is what you do.
No. After you become neutral, you can like.
They just said, this is one level of it. And they said some have reached even a higher level.
Okay.
Where they can actually deliberately change their vibrations, their frequencies themselves according to how they feel like they can do it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So for instance, they can choose, like that's why it's easier to see things in a sense of like emotions. Like, they can choose to be in a certain state of frequency as they so please.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's very powerful.
Damn, you haven't stopped talking yet.
Because that's very powerful because at the same time.
Let's talk.
Man, shut the fuck up, bro. You're talking about real shit, bro.
Like,
fuck your Fortnite shit.
So like, that's very powerful because like, it's like, how do you call it? Because you're basically applying those laws, you know what I'm saying? You're actually using laws. You're serving to the laws, but you're actually using it to your own will. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You're not going against it. You're not trying to be above it because you can't be above the law. Otherwise, that's what they said, like, there'll be chaos.
Yeah.
And that can't happen. That's, you know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm trying to figure out, though. Like, how...
You can't have chaos.
You can't have chaos, right? But you're saying it's possible to be above the law, or you can't
no,
be above the law.
You can't.
So there'll be no such thing as chaos.
So you work with the law. You work with the law for it, so you can actually apply it to the lowest frequency that sits below the plane.
Okay.
So like, you're escalating to a higher plane so that you can actually use it to your advantage, rather than because most people are still coming to the law, they just go with it. The law does something, you know, there's a change, and people just are affected by it.
Yeah.
You see it all the time. People are affected by it, like, they move their emotion. Fucking Rob can just be screaming and shit, and the nigga decides, oh damn, this nigga pissed me off. And
yeah.
Now they're affected too.
Yeah, exactly.
But like, Rob can just be screaming it, and nigga can still be the same way, whether he's screaming or not.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's like that.
It just depends on how you allow that energy to like affect you.
Yeah.
Or like, if you let it affect you at all.
That frequency, whether he was doing it or not. Because it can be the absence of something as well that can alter your frequency. So it's not always the overstimulation of something. It can always be the understimulation of something.
Oh, you know? Shit. I feel that. Okay. Because you can't, the understimulation of something. But if you're understimulated, then that means you're like, you're lacking. So you're saying that like you're lacking something, or your energy, or like, how would you feel like you're lacking something if you're like on a frequency? Cause like, how does that make sense though, bro? Cause
you can have a frequency where, because you can fall in line, cause like,
this is another plane. Like, this is like emotional. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Where you can have a frequency of just being sad because you're not submerged in some type of love.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But love can be the own frequency as well, where you don't really need it for you to feel like you're loved, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like that's not the best explanation in terms of, like, it's a terminology, bro.
Yeah, it is, bro.
That's a problem. And I'm trying to spit out a line within frequency. That's it. And the thing is, like, these, like, it's so, like, they're telling me, like, these are not the main teachings, these are the principles of the main teaching.
Okay.
So
there's more shit that need to be learned.
Like, a lot of the teachings, a lot of them are lost, what they're trying to say.
Oh, swear.
Yeah, like, it's not as if you can just find, like, all the collection of the teachings and all the, like, the scripts and shit. Like, they don't have this shit because even though it's passed down mostly through hermeticists, you know, those who actually mastered those principles.
Okay.
Those who can actually really apply. Because a lot of things fall in a line. Like, whether people know it or not, it falls a line with hermeticism.
What does?
Everything all falls in a line with it. Because whether we know it or not, religion, all these types of religion and stuff, that, like, they all fall in a line with it. Because they have all these principles. Mm-hmm. Everything not a religion falls in line with these principles. There's, you know, there's polarity. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's cause and effect.
Mm-hmm.
There's court, you know, like, it's crazy. So,
I don't know, bro.
I got to finish that book so I can really understand.
It made me realize all the self-help books. Are you taking a video of me?
Yeah, bro. You can freaking hear the vape, but now I have to cut all that shit out, bro.
Yeah, you do.
I want to put it somewhere else.
Yeah, but that still gets me hitting
the
vape.
Yeah, oh yeah. You're just going to have to not hit that vape. I can just...
How long do I got? I think I got enough anyway.
Get my shoes or something.
I got 8 minutes.
Get you, nigga.
How am I gonna get me, bro?
You turn around and you put it to you and you hear my voice in the background.
That's what we're gonna do. I just don't know how I'm gonna make it actually, like, I gotta get the angle and shit. I don't know how my angle's looking.
Oh, if you need books, I got books. I got hella binders, nigga.
Can you see how it looks in that shit? But is it like... Oh, flip that bitch.
Oh, shit.
And if I lean back... Oh, is it...
Yeah.
No, this shit is funny. Is it gonna stay?
Why is it zoomed in, like...
Oh, yeah, you can zoom it out.
Now you gotta record it, I guess.
I gotta record it? Alright, let's go. I'm just gonna push this. Right here.
Wow, you...
It's true. Yeah. Pass the vape real quick. Sorry, that shit.
But,
Yeah,
but what I wanna do, bro, is I wanna, like... Right, but we honestly need to be getting on it. I feel like if we talk about the books we're reading, bro... That's a whole other segment we could have, bro. Cause you're not really be reading. You're not the ones that really be reading.
Who? You said what?
You, me, who else be reading? KG be reading, Joe be reading, yeah. Truth be reading.
Don's
be reading too. I don't know if Nassan reads. I don't know if Sultan reads. Don't know if Stone reads. Don't know if Rob reads. But I feel like we could, like,
Nassan reads when he really, 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 really thinks he reads too.
Is this the same book?
But that's
is this the same shit as in here, or do I gotta wait to finish this?
It's not the same shit, but you can still put it in. Yeah, it's not a bad mix, trust me.
Oh,
yeah?
No.
Okay.
Because that thing was like a mental thing, so it's not really unfair to
you. Do you have Dropbox?
Yeah, because you did submit this shit in Dropbox. I got too lazy.
Did it look better in Dropbox? Because now I got
to
figure out.
I never opened it because I'm like, also lazy to sign in.
I feel like Google Chrome is booty, bro.
What do you mean?
I feel like Google Chrome is shit compared to Dropbox. Because like Dropbox.
You like Google Drive?
Yeah. Because Dropbox, bro, it's fast, bro. I drop some shit in, like a video in there, it's fast. I send some shit out, niggas get it quick. Like niggas don't got to like be added to like the shit. Niggas don't have to. It doesn't take 4 hours to download from Google Drive, which we do in that shit sometimes. Yeah. I'm just trying to get efficiency.
It's different when you use the desktop.
I feel you. Oh, yeah, because you say you haven't downloaded from the. You haven't.
Because when I use the desktop, like, I don't really have any issues with Google Drive.
Oh, yeah, because you have to. Oh, yeah. But you got an Android, though, bro. So shit's easier for you to download on Android. Shit! Can we do like this? Oh, they're the same?
What the fuck?
Okay, hold on. Then what I'm gonna do is.
Hey, I'm trying to.
Where's my new shoe? 4-4.
You said what?
4-4? See, we can go if you want to.
That nigga's coming 4-4. Who's there? Who's that? Shingo. I know Shingo.
He
got a fat booty.
Oh,
she
got a fat.
I definitely know him.
Yeah. Hey, what? Why? Yeah. Wait, why do we know? What?
You can tell that ass with my
what? Niggas is weird, bro.
He got a fat booty.
Where you at right now? Honestly, it's because this fucking. That's stupid. Oh, you know what I can do? I just need something to hold this down. Down here. Oh, bro. There we go. It's not moving now.
Yeah. You know what really throws me off, though?
Yeah, I'm alright.
Smell? The universe is mine.
Where the vape go?
Can you smell?
We're like, because you got to think about how small the earth is.
Yeah.
And the universe got, like, you know,
for 37
there's
minutes.
Parts of the, you know, space
come,
that we haven't seen.
Hey, look at this shit, man. Y'all just come to look how crazy I am with the keyboard and mouse. Niggas, this shit crazy,
bro. Bro, you want us to come in there and watch you play Fortnite, bro?
Yeah, he's fine.
Why don't you get on Twitch, bro?
I'm sad, bro, because are you recording this? Bro, you got ops, nigga. What's up with you?
Yeah, bro, I'm recording a podcast. And I'm making a podcast.
But, bro,
because. But, would you be on, if we got Twitch on my computer, would you get on Twitch?
Yeah, but I want the head cam, bro. And
all oh, yeah, I keep
and then Twitch starts, like, if I do Twitch, bro. We gotta play. I also want to do the Smash events and like get the camera out here.
So you just need a camera.
Yeah, I'm trying to get my own PC because we can't have one PC. If you're streaming, you have two.
Why?
Streaming PC.
And yeah, what's the other PC
gameplay
for?
Gameplay PC.
Gameplay.
We need three of them bitches for music too.
Yeah.
Okay, so when you're streaming on Twitch, you have two.
Yeah, because like, that's like when you stream, like, it takes a lot of rendering.
Exactly,
it's a lot of
rendering. And it's crash. It already crashed when I played Fortnite because the music and shit.
Damn.
Yeah, but it's not often.
Oh damn.
And it's like 16 gigs of RAM. Like you really need like way more.
So we got like another drive,
that
like a solid state drive or some shit.
Either put some motherfucking iRobot Ibonic parts in that bitch. Gotta update the GX card, video graphic card.
Yeah, I definitely, because I got myself a decent like graphics card. That thing cost me like
that's nice.
Like $200, but like really good graphics cards going even up.
Like, motherfucker.
Like bitch. I just think 200 was a lot. Like I got that shit because even though I knew I really didn't need it for what I needed to do. But I just wanted to have it because of the specs. It was just
kind of
cool. I was like, oh, cool, you know.
Look at the specs.
You know, fuck it, you know.
Ah, fuck it. Yeah, I like it.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.